This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It's our candlelight Christmas. Welcome aboard, everybody. On the music of the stars. The music goes on all the way till high noon. And by the way, we're going to be on, I shouldn't say by the way, this is very important. We're going to be on New Year's Eve from 7 until 1 a.m. Does this sound familiar? Silly question. There's a story behind this. Oh, there are many stories. I'll let Paul Harvey tell it and give you the punchline later.
The rest of the story. It is 1942. 1942, Bing Crosby just signed to do a new movie, a musical, and the composer had called a meeting on the set before filming was to start. This one composer always does this. He wants to demonstrate to director, cast, and crew how he feels that his songs should be performed. He even has a special piano, one with a special lever on it that slides the action back and forth, automatically changing keys without the player having to. It's a dilapidated little instrument, and the composer himself has a voice which carries nowhere. You almost have to hug him to hear him, but there he is, singing the score for the entire movie company. Well, Bing Crosby, the gentleman, listens patiently, but it's more than politeness. Bing can sing, but he can't read music. Did you know that? Bing Crosby could never read music. So he had to memorize everything. Well, one tune follows another, Crosby's sponge brain absorbing it all. Between songs, the composer hesitates and smiles. He says, I have an amusing little number here. And then the composer proceeds to sing it in his own high-pitched half whisper. Some of the cast members wince. They can feel it coming. And they glance over at Bing, and sure enough, he is starting to scowl. Crosby, a staunch Catholic, is widely known as such. Anything even vaguely smacking of sacrilege does not fit well with him. The composer finishes the tune. What does everybody think, he asks. And Crosby is ice cold. An amusing little number, eh? But what's so funny? There are moments of painful silence, and then the composer continued to review his score, and afterward in private to producer Mark Sandrich, Bing Crosby announced that he would not sing that song. Sandrich knows well which song Bing means, and he apologizes if Crosby has been offended. But there's a big problem here, because a primary stipulation in the composer's contract is that nothing musical may be altered unless the composer himself does the altering. In other words, the song to which Bing objects must be sung. Well, I'm going to telescope what happened next. There was a lengthy argument, but finally Crosby reluctantly agreed to sing it. Now it's later. They're shooting the picture. It's time to do the controversial number. The composer, knowing that Bing is performing it under protest, is waiting impatiently on the set. Walter Scharf, one of the musical directors, hoping to avoid trouble, tried to trick the composer into leaving the place. The composer plays along, but then returns secretly and hides behind some scenery. If they're going to tinker with his music, he's going to find out about it. But what do you know? Bing sings it straight. And the movie is released, and more remarkable still, the amusing little tune catches on. It caught on because it's wartime, and American soldiers far from home considered it a sentimental anthem. one perfectly expressing their own longing. And when composer Irving Berlin wrote it, and subsequently when crooner Bing Crosby sang it in the movie Holiday Inn, neither man had imagined the ultimate impact, that Bing's own recording would sell more than 30 million copies, that the tune itself would become second only to Silent Night, the most worldwide popular of all Christmas songs. The song the composer underestimated, the song Bing Crosby thought less than sacred enough for the Christmas season, the song that was almost stillborn, was White Christmas. And now you know the rest of the story.
Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. The white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops listen and cheer.
Story I was going to tell you was when Irving Berlin sat at the keyboard at home and wrote that song and finished it and got up, went into the kitchen where his wife was and said, "Honey, I've just written the best song I've ever written." He said, "You know what? I've written the best song anybody has ever written." True story. White Christmas, 1954, on its 70th anniversary.
Thank you.
Europe, 1944. Broadway actor, star, singer, Captain Bob Wallace, and Private Phil Davis, they entertain the 151st Division with a soldiers' show, Christmas Eve. And there is the Major General Thomas Waverly while he delivers an emotional farewell. And after the war, they become a successful stage team. Dean Jagger plays the general. I got to tell you, the general, Dean Jagger, was almost exactly the same age as Bing. Bob Wallace gets a letter saying, would you review my sister's singing act in a nightclub, Betty and Judy? It seems the general's on hard times. His ski resort isn't doing well. There hasn't been any snow. By the way, the set they used for that is the very same set they used for Holiday Inn. Well, the sisters are booked at a failing inn in Pine Tree, Vermont. And when they get there, they find there's no snow, and it's keeping the tourists away. The empty Columbia Inn. General Waverly, he's the owner, nearly bankrupt. He put in his whole pension and life savings, and well, naturally, they decide to put on a big show, hoping to attract guests, and the girls are included. And then romance blooms, and happy 70th anniversary for White Christmas. The movie, Paramount Studios. Later on, Bob Waverly gets a letter trying to rejoin the army, but no, they don't want him.
Snow, snow,
snow,
snow,
snow.
It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow, snow. I want to wash my hands, my face and hair with snow.
Snow, I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow.
Snow, to see a great big man entirely made of snow.
Snow, where it's snowing all winter through, that's where I want to be.
Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. How I'm longing
to ski through the snow.
Those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow.
Snow, oh, to see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow. What is Christmas with no snow?
No white Christmas with no,
no
snow.
Snow,
snow, snow. I'll soon be there with snow. I'll wash my hair with snow.
And with a spade of snow, I'll build a man that's made of snow. I'd love to stay up with you, but I recommend a little shut-eye, go to sleep and dream of snow.
Snow,
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 snow.
White Christmas, 1954, and it's 80th anniversary already.
Thank you, thank you. And now it's a great privilege to present my special guest, an old pal from Army days, a great guy and a great entertainer, Bob Wallace. Bob's got a special message tonight for all you guys who are part of the 151st Division. It's about someone who's very close to all of us. He's going to tell you about it in his own special way. Bob?
Thanks, Eddie.
When the war was over, why, there were jobs galore for the G.I. Josephs who were in the war. But for generals, things were not so grand. And it's not so hard to understand. What can you do with a general when he stops being a general? Oh, what can you do with a general who retires? Who's got a job for a general when he stops being a general? They all get a job, but a general no one hires. They fill his chest with medals while he's across the foam. And they spread the crimson carpet when he comes marching home. The next day someone hollers when he comes into view. Here comes the general, and they all say, General who? They're delighted that he came, but they can't recall his name. Nobody thinks of assigning him when they've stopped whining and dining him. It seems this country never has enjoyed so many one and two and three and four star generals unemployed.
blind.
Captain Wallace, who's responsible for holding a show in this advanced area?
Well, sir, as a matter of fact...
It was me, sir. Me, sir. It was my idea, sir. I mean, when you've got an entertainer, sir, of the caliber of Captain Wallace, sir. I mean, sir, it's Christmas Eve, sir, and... Well, sir, I mean that if you were in New York, sir, you'd have to pay $6.60 or even $8.80 to see hear a great singer like Captain Wallace, sir.
I'm well aware of Captain Wallace's capabilities. Who are you?
Philip Davis, a private first class, sir.
Well, at ease, Davis.
Yes, sir.
I said at ease.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
This division is now under the command of General Harold G. Carlton. I don't want you to forget it. Not that he'll let you. He's tough, just what this sloppy outfit needs. He'll have you standing inspection night and day. You may even learn how to march. And if you don't give him everything you've got, I may come back and fight for the enemy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, I guess all I can say is how much I... What a fine outfit. How am I going... Don't just stand there. How do I get off?
Just happen to have a slam bang finish, sir.
Yes, sir. We seem to be getting a little mixed up.
Maybe it's the music.
Maybe it isn't only the music.
Now, what a cast. Danny Kaye, Vera Ellen.
The best thing happened while you're dancing. Things that you would not do at home come naturally on the floor. For dancing soon becomes romancing when you hold a girl in your arms that you've never held before. Even guys with two left feet come out all right if the girl is sweet. If by chance their cheeks should meet while dancing, proving that the best things happen while you dance.
was mustered out.
Well,
I thought without a doubt
Ho-ho!
That I was through with all my care and strife.
Oh, well, I thought that I was then
right.
The happiest of men.
Right.
But after months of tough civilian life,
gee, I wish I was back in the army. The army wasn't really bad at all. 3 meals a day, 3 for which you didn't pay. Uniforms for winter, spring, and fall. There's a lot to be said for the army, the life without responsibility. A soldier out of luck was really never stuck. There's always someone higher up where you can pass the buck. Oh, gee, I wish I was back in the army.
I wish I was back in the army. The army was the place to find romance. Soldiers in wax, the wax who dressed in slacks, dancing cheek to cheek and pants to pants.
There's a lot to be said for the army.
A gal was never lost for company. A million handsome guys with longing in their eyes, and all you had to do was pick the age, the weight, the size.
Oh, gee, I wish I was back in the army. I wish I was back in the army. The shows we got civilians couldn't see. How we would yell, hey, for Dietrich and Cornell, Jolson, Hope, and Benny, all for free. There's a lot to be said for the army. The best of doctors watched you carefully. A dentist and a clerk, for weeks and weeks they'd work. They'd make $1,000 job and give it to a jerk. Oh, gee, I wish I was back in the army. A day for which you didn't pay.
A million handsome guys with longing in their eyes.
I thought that I was through with all my care and strife. But after months and months of tough civilian life, oh gee, I wish I was back in the army now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Haynes Sisters.
Imagine Freckleface having sisters as cute as that.
It's incredible.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir. I'm here to keep my eye on her. Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing. When a certain gentleman arrived from Rome, she wore the dress and I stayed home. All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who've seen us know that not a thing could come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my man.
I gotta tell you, during this, Bing and Danny during a break got the fans and did a couple of gags, and they thought it was so funny they left it in.
Hey, how about those big brown eyes?
Oh, they're blue.
Brown. Ah, blue. Oh, yeah. Deep blue.
The Haynes Sisters.
And here that is.
sisters, sisters. There were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir. I'm here to keep my eye on her. Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing. When a certain gentleman arrived from Rome, she wore the dress and I stayed home. All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Ew. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who've seen us know that not a thing could come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord, help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord, help the sister who comes between me and my man. Sister, don't come between me and my man.
Ellen was cast as Judy, Rosemary's sister in White Christmas. Vera had enjoyed a successful film career starring in a string of musicals. After White Christmas, Vera only appeared in one more film, 1957's Let's Be Happy, before retiring from the screen.
It was funny because I had an absolute familial feeling for Vera because I understood that singing together, that working together, that was important, that worked for me. Vera and I couldn't have been more different from each other. She was disciplined. I've been told by excellent dancers and choreographers that she was the best dancer that was ever at Metro. She was patient with me. I would make mistakes, and I felt very inadequate, and indeed I was. There was one thing, though, that kind of evened out the situation, and that is the fact that she couldn't sing. So that her voice was dubbed. If they could have dubbed my dancing now, we would have had a perfect picture.
Actually, she did sing, maybe three notes. At the very end, when they get off the train, she sang the final three notes of Snow.
Oh,
Donald O'Connor.
Fits like a glove.
I meets wanted to Vera Ellen.
Only 300 carbons.
300. Bigger hat, smaller price, if you don't mind.
200 crublets.
200.
20 dollars.
Ah, this is it. It's fine. I'll take it.
I will get a box. Just a few seconds. Hey.
The music of the stars. Candlelight Christmas till high noon.
Oh, pardon me. Are you busy?
No. No, not at all.
Is that an American song?
Oh, yes, it's a hit from a show that ran a couple of years on Broadway.
Could I hear the words, please?
Don't see why not.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you've got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two, for I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day.
And it's very danceable, too.
Oh, yes, thank you. I shall want that. Anything else new from America?
Mm-hmm. Me. You see, I really don't work here.
Oh.
Your Highness.
Oh.
Well, I am still looking, thank you. I will call.
Your Highness.
I guess that makes us about even, Your Highness. I mistook you for somebody professional, an actress or a dancer.
Yes, that is very odd, because I've always wanted to be an actress or a dancer.
Oh, really?
I'm afraid it is very improper for me to...
Oh, forgive me. I'm Kenneth Gibson of the American Embassy, Your Highness.
I'm terribly sorry. This may sound pompous, but until we are formally presented...
Oh, I understand perfectly. But the first thing you learn in the State Department job is protocol. Well, we shouldn't even be talking at all.
We are not anymore, are we?
Oh, no. The thing that threw me, well, I had no idea that the Princess Royal would be traveling about alone.
Oh, I am not alone. My equerries. They would like to stay closer to me.
I can understand that.
But I enjoy the feeling of privacy.
Well, the people, don't they all know you?
Oh, yes, but they are considerate and kind. They pretend they do not notice me. I think I could do almost anything. Dance, sing, stand on my head even. No one would look at me.
First, let me call your attention to that wonderful singing group, Judd Conlon, the Rhythm Ayers, and Gloria.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do,
and I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two.
For I'd really like to stay.
Ooh.
It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do,
I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one,
there is nothing more to say,
except it's a lovely day for saying,
it's a lovely day.
And it can only be done by one. There is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying, it's a lovely day.
Well, that's very nice, Your Highness. And you were right, nobody seemed to be watching it.
It is a good thing Uncle Otto was not. Oh, forgive me. I have many things to do.
Well, if you've something that must be done, now don't forget two heads are better than just one. And besides, I'm certain if you knew me, you'd find I'm very good company. Won't you kindly let me stay? Well, if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, There is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day. It's a lovely day. It's a lovely day.
Music from White Christmas on its 70th anniversary.
Chime, bring happy time for Mandy and me.
Music from White Christmas on its 70th anniversary. If you look closely, George Chakiris has an uncredited part there, and 7 years later, he'd get the Oscar Best Performance, Best Actor for West Side Story.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think think about a nursery and I picture curly heads. And one by one I count them as they slumber in. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Say something just for the record.
Oh, of course not.
I think what you're doing for the general is one of the most decent, unselfish things I've ever heard of.
No angle?
No angle. I want to apologize for the way I sounded in Florida. I guess I've always been kind of a silly schoolgirl. You know the bit. The Lady Fair and the Knight on the White Horse.
Let me tell you something. It's kind of dangerous putting those knights up on white horses. Likely to slip off, you know.
I think mine's there to stay.
Sure, good to know. Makes a fella feel a little shaky, though, up there all alone on one of those bleached chargers.
And you worried?
Kinda.
If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep.
And you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Excuse me.
Don't just stand there. How do I get off?
Just happen to have a slam bang finish, sir.
Yes, sir.
We'll follow the old man wherever he wants to go. Long as he wants to go, opposite to the foe. We'll stay with the old man wherever he wants to stay. Long as he stays away from the battle's fray.
Music of the Stars, a tribute to White Christmas on its 70th anniversary. Bing Crosby, Vera Ellen, Rosie Clooney, Danny Kaye, and Paramount Studios.
Children listen to hear
there?
Santa Claus, welcome to the family, Buster.
Look at this, relatives already, huh?
Listen, Wallace and Davis are flat, you know. We've got to get some loot. We've got to take the show to Chicago or Boston.
No, no, no.
I can't make it, huh?
I'm going to be very busy.
Wait a minute, I'll join you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.